Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. I'm there with David Michaud, Timothée Chalamet, Joel Egerton, director and actor and screenwriter of The King, How the Competition. Welcome.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
So I felt this film as I was watching a coming of age story. So in this term, I felt that maybe it could be called also like The Rain, because when the rain is coming, is that the turning point? Was that the turning point for me when he's becoming an adult? Like he's really embracing his adulthood with all this negative and positive side. So what do you think of my interpretation, and if you agree?
By the rain, you mean his reign as king?
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's say not spoiling too much.
It's not too late to change it, I think.
Yeah, we could. Well, it is. It's interesting. Timmy and I had we had a lot of conversations about, because you're right, it's a very much a coming of age story. It's about like moments of transition in life. We had a lot of conversations about when that moment was where he actually becomes king. Is it when he's having a crown put on his head, or you know, he's in a cathedral, you know, having people scream his name? Or is it somewhere deeper in, you know, when mm-hmm. he starts making decisions that are...
Starts executing people.
Yeah. When he starts making decisions that are cold, you know, and ruthless, you know, maybe that's where the true reign begins. And that's kind of what the movie's about. So, yeah, good question. Good question.
Do you want to add something to that? I mean, I felt like it's also when he has no one left to trust on, that he has to only trust himself in a way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple moments. I think the play highlights this too, but I think it's important in the movie too, when his father passes away, Henry IV passes away. I think that's a huge moment. There's a moment when you're a kid when you realize that your parents are mere mortals, they're not the superhumans you thought them to be, and then there's another moment where they actually pass away. And you really understand that truth. I think when he, as I was alluding to before, when he executes someone for the first time, that's a big moment. That's a seizing of power, if I ever heard one, that you can still see in the world today, where people, leaders and dictators, will do that as a show of strength. And as you said, by the end, when he's really insulated, or when he reaches out to Princess Catherine and cry for help, that could be the most adult moment of the movie too, or when he's ascended to his adulthood. Or you could think of it backwards, or he's becoming more and more strung out and torn apart. And less stable.
Joel, you're talking about, you know, this coming of age thing. Your character is sort of a link between his childhood in a way and what's in front of him. What do you think, since you're also the screenwriter, what do you think of, what did he decide to have you playing Foster?
That's a good question. We're interested within the film of talking about a lot of ideas around that swirl around the idea of power and ego. One of those ideas is about who you can trust, and Falstaff, you know, the plays were always just a launching pad for us, and obviously we've done our own real research, and we've also kind of taken our own license. And one of the licenses we took was, how do we use this character of the friend of Hal, who's outside his family but is somewhat of a father figure, who can be one of those touchstones of someone that was there before he put the crown on his head, and someone that you can trust. And it's a really interesting question when you become the person in the seat of power, of how can you separate the interest of those people around you in you, because you're a conduit to their own desires and their own agenda, versus someone who just simply is there to be a sounding board, a mirror, or a friend. And that's really what Falstaff becomes. And also reflects the other idea in the film about, obviously most war films, or most Western war films, are about how war is bad. And Falstaff is also that person who's experienced war and is reluctant to go back. But that's also a show of how strong and deep that friendship runs, that he's willing to do it. Albeit, he does also want to rub shoulders with the king.
Since the film is very modern in a way, and it's a little political in the way all this shows how the war is bad, and how important is the truth and to speak the truth?
Well, it sort of doesn't matter anymore, does it? it doesn't matter.
Timothy, maybe, what do you think?
It's so strange that I have no idea how to answer that question.
Because the film made me think about that, you know,
yeah.
You're adult, you're a king, and you want the truth, you deserve the truth. And
yeah, I mean, that's obviously what, you know, he wants, or he comes to want, but you ask me how important is it to speak the truth?
Yeah.
I go, I don't know. I actually don't know. I mean, because as Joel says, it's like, what even is it these days? What even is true? What is truth? I think that you can say definitively that just as a person, it's important that what you do with honesty and kindness, you know, that's how you move through the world. So, you know.
But you probably don't end up the most powerful person. It almost seems like truth in certain circles, the corporate world or political spheres, is potentially seen as a weakness, because if you can't move in the malleable world of making whatever up to serve your own agenda, and you just tethered to the truth, then maybe there's a limitation of what you can get done. But if you want to lead a good life where you're content with who you are when you're about to lay yourself in the ground, I think, yeah, be honest.
Thank you so much, David Mischa, Timothée Chalamet,
and
Joel Egerton, for being here to talk about The King, how the competition here at the 76th Venice International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Grazie. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.